Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I hope everyone's doing really well. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are in this world. So I'm Nick Jensen. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxieties, reclaim their lives through holistic approaches that addresses the mind, body, spirit, provides personalized coaching and guide individuals to a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. So, let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace, vitality. So, let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode on Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. This is Nick Jensen here. Today, we're going to discuss a topic called selective attention, what it is, and why is it important to know this. Selective attention in psychology refers to a cognitive process of selectively focusing on specific stimuli while filtering out irrelevant or less important information that involves consciously directing and allocating one's attention to certain aspects of the environment or internal thoughts while disregarding others. Selective attention allows individuals to prioritize and process relevant information while reducing the processing load and interference caused by relevant distracting stimuli. This cognitive ability plays a crucial role in perception, memory, decision-making, and overall cognitive functioning. For me, why is this important? Because I understand myself. First of all, I'm sharing here a little bit. I'm abstract in mind, thinking, and I'm more very creative types. And I do know also about what it feels to be like rigid thinking. It's easier for me to float away from something. I tend to lose myself in all kinds of thoughts. Some of us can be rigid in thinking, maybe more adaptive, which they might be more adaptive. This biases to wolf. They might be more adaptive to selection of thoughts on attentions. However, that also can actually play against us and for us. So, I used to take things really seriously because, I was easily able to go down rabbit holes when I am caught more into the abstract, creative, and always go into rabbit holes. But also the rigid thinking can also go into deeper rabbit holes and difficult to come out sometimes. And I also am emotionally, I used to be emotionally unregulated. I had emotional unregulated moments. And this was not a good practice, and it does create confusing events, thoughts. I felt really lost and unworthy and couldn't resolve anything in life, couldn't even make decisions. So I felt like there was a lot of energy wasted in that space of being over creative, especially when it comes to, focus and attention. So I found it was like hindering, and I knew that if I didn't change, I'd be left in and feeling overwhelmed. But things had changed a lot for me, and changed the moment I realized I had the personal power to change the world of mine, my own perception, my mind, mental scapes, and everything that I've read and done and practiced. So selective thought has really helped me to recommend, really focus on what I need to be focused on and what I need to be concerned. Also take notes of what comes up, cognitive incognition, what comes up for me that I need to address as something that's been repetitive, that does not serve me. I discovered something called the Category Habit Tracker, which was accompanied by journaling a while back, and really made some real changes in my life and thoughts, emotions, and then I really honed into my learned to direct my attention to what's more concerning to me. So that was a life lesson in itself right there. So here we go deep in psychology on this word called selective attention. It kind of refers to cognitive process of selecting focus on specific stimuli by filtering out irrelevant or less important information. So most of us are tuning in onto irrelevant information, but this helps us tune into what we need to tune into. It does allow us to lower our anxiety level as long as we practice the art. Now, there are many things that we can practice the art with, like mindfulness and meditation. We have a lot of internal thoughts, and we're able to focus on what is happening and does it serve us, and how can we I'm not saying bypass it, because bypassing the thoughts, and this is after really allows us to take time and sit into the disturbance, and rather not learn to bypass. It's like selecting not to. I think I'm saying that we have the option of also learning from it and not distracting from it. However, this is another method saying that we have the choice and power to direct our focus to more helpful things in life. How does this selective attention benefit anxiety challenge people? I think it helps us by reducing the overwhelmment. It helps us by able to manage intrusive thoughts. So I want to go into that. Anxiety can be accompanied by intrusive thoughts, and they are difficult to control. Now, by practicing selective attention, individuals can redirect their focus away from these thoughts and towards more positive or calming stimuli. I like that one, because managing intrusive thoughts and not be captivated by them. So it allows us to do that. Enhancing our concentration. This can mean that anxiety can impair our concentration and make it challenging to stay focused on task and also conversation. Allows individuals to direct their focus and maintain concentration on the task at hand, improving productivity and performance. Yeah, a lot of people with OCD are challenged on this zone here by just being aware that we have this ability and not let life control us, and rather we have some sort of say in the control mechanism of life. Improving decision making is a wonderful thing to know. Anxiety can sometimes lead indecisiveness and in thinking. Every times that we sat on the fence and not made decisions, it's because of this. Not able to harness the or embrace the power of selective thinking or selective attention. Increasing mindfulness. Selective attention is a key component of mindfulness practice, and directing the ability to direct our attention to the present moment. Individuals can cultivate a sense of calm and reduce anxiety symptoms straight away. It's a good way of managing. It's one of the major tools of managing the anxiety. One more thing that selective attention is important, but it's not a standalone solution. So we must be able to complement this or combine them with other strategies such as therapy, relaxations, self-care practices, and most important, anxiety management. How does this selective attention help individuals reduce feeling of overwhelmment? We can look at directing attention. When someone's experiencing anxiety, their attention may be scattered, and because that means that we're more distracted while we're under the influence of the anxiety, jumping from one thought and sensation to other. This is also not be able to do that. We can direct our attention, so to alleviate that, we can have the ability to do to select energies, direct our attention to specific stimuli or tasks of our own choice. That will reduce the impact of distracting and overwhelming stimuli. Filtering out the relevant information is also another one. We can look at things like examine how threatening is this particular information that I'm receiving that's contributing to my feeling overwhelmed. By selecting, being able the ability to take time and select and sitting in space, as I said earlier, sitting into the obstruction or sitting into the distraction of our thoughts, can actually sitting into that space and processing it, allowing it to filter through the body and mind, we can able to dissolve the situation and not feel so overwhelmed. Again, it's called cognitive resources. I guess it means energy. If we're over anxious, it's really taking a lot of our mental energy. We can allocate the resources for more effective things to do in life. We can be more focused on the stimulus that really helps the individual in a positive way. It is a mental energy. We need to preserve it and prevent cognitive overload, reducing the feeling of overwhelmment. So that's another beautiful one. And calming influence, thoughts, sensation promote sense of relaxation, reduce overall feeling overwhelmed. We can direct our attention, learn to direct our attention to more calm things and positive stimuli. We can switch that button, and that's which dial do you want to be listening to, which channel do you want to be listening to. It's like we're more like something like a radio channel. If it's too noisy, we go to something quieter. If you want something noisy, we tune to something noisy. The choice is ours. And then there's also mindful grounding. It is also a management tool here, focusing on the present moment, grounding oneself in here and now. We can detach from anxious thoughts and bring our attention to the present moment. So these are all very important. So what is the role of selective attention in filtering out irrelevant information? I guess we can look at it as filtering out irrelevant information is crucial for managing overwhelming, effective, and the stimulus of anxiety, especially the negatives. And here's a few things we can do. Attentional focus, it just means that attention on specific stimuli while ignoring distractions, power of ignoring. We have a choice. It acts as a mental filter. Filtering mechanism, it's called selective attention, acts as a filtering mechanism that screens incoming sensory inputs and then helps us to selective process and perceive information that is relevant or meaningful to us while disregarding filtering out information that is deemed irrelevant, unimportant and stressful. Yes, it does prevent us from getting overloads and reduce the likelihood of becoming overwhelmed by excessive relevant information. So it is a practice. It is a practice. Cognitive resource allocation, again, it's that energy levels. Cognitive flexibility, selective attention, allows more flexibility, adaptability, shift attention between different stimuli and tasks. It's all our choice. And also filtering emotional triggers involves emotional triggers that can intensify feelings of overwhelm. We as individuals can filter out with the practice emotional triggers by directing our attention away from them by consciously choosing to focus on more neutral or positive stimuli. This will reduce the emotional impact of information and minimize likelihood of becoming overwhelmed. It's all about this overwhelmment. I think focusing on what is relevant, allocate cognitive resources effectively, maintain cognitive flexibility, reduce impact of emotional triggers. How more can you want that just by this practice? Why is selective attention important? Habit of control. I like to call our attention, a selective attention is a habit. Selective attention is an important habit for controlling emotions, feelings, anxiety, because it allows individuals to regulate our focus and direct our attention away from negative distressing stimuli. Here's the nuts and bolts. Why is it so important and crucial to managing emotional anxiety? Because we can reducing the reminiscences of the thoughts. When's the last time you were revolving, ruminating? We get so stuck in that, ruminating the same thought, feeling like could be a financial strain, could be something that could be a mental thing, like we've got this something called like a scarcity mindset, and when we feel like we've lost something, we need to protect that something, and we go everywhere, we lose our sleep and we get emotionally unwind. And it's so important to be able to understand the filtering behind this and to be able to make that choice. And so next day we can break away from the cycle of remission and shifting our power, shifting attention from negative stimuli to interesting thoughts. Distractions from anxiety provoking triggers evokes fear and worry. Select attention can help divert the attention away from the triggers, reducing the impact. Cognitive reframing is a good one. Selective attention allows individuals to reframe cognitive perspectives by actively focusing on alternative, more positive aspects of the situation and deliberately attending to positive and adaptive thoughts. We can challenge the negative interpretations or catastrophic thinking, which is important for people who are under the spell of anxiety or the practice of internal practice of by habit of practicing anxiety. I think it's a practice that we consistently do, whether we know it or not, or we have some tools to work with. So this cognitive reframing definitely helps us to regulate emotional and reduce anxiety. We call it CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's able to really the ability to help to help someone challenge their intrusive thoughts that are lethal to them, causing lots of stress and anxiety. Focusing coping strategies and resources. Enhancing emotional regulations. Selective attention plays a crucial role in emotion regulation. We also important to know that emotional regulation, we might not have this. We might not know how to do it. So here's a chance for us to learn just by doing this exercise and choose where to direct our attention, consciously directing attention away from distressing stimuli in a smooth, gentle, kind way and compassionate way towards it and for us. And you find that the key words are compassion, kindness, caring. If you can just do that even in the darkest moments, okay, you will reduce the stimuli instead of increasing the intensity of that particular stimuli. It also prevents cognitive overload. Again, it's all about reduction of energy. We can conserve mental energy and maintain clearer, more focused mindset. So if you want clearer, more focused mindset, we need to adapt, need to have this as a practice. So question also, question is, how can selective attention help individuals reduce the intensity and duration of negative emotions. Selective attention can help individuals reduce intensity and duration of negative emotion by allowing them to shift either their focus away from sources of negatives and to redirect attention to more positive neutral stimuli. Wonderful news there. We can shift attention. We can be conscious of that. For example, if someone's feeling anxious or upset, they can intentionally direct their attention to something pleasant or engaging, such as favorite hobbies or beautiful views. We can just snap, we can actually, you know, have that power to redirect our attention to something and break the cycle of rumination. And refocusing on the present moment is also, again, it's a practice habit. And engaging in positive distractions is another habit we can have. Selective attention can be used to engage in positive distraction, divert focus from negative emotions, and evoke positive emotions. You know, we can do such things as listening to uplifting music, engaging creative pursuits, spending time with loved ones. We just have to choose that and switch our mind. Even doing some housework, they kind of, you know, sometimes I like to keep busy because I'm over ruminating. There's nothing better than being busy to deactivate this kind of thoughts. The more we stay in them, the more they intensify. So there's no point of that. So this selective attention allows us not to intensify. And we mentioned cognitive reframing. Reframe our interpretation of events and reduce the intensity of negative emotions. Emphasizing emotional regulation strategies is also been mentioned a couple of times now. And filtering our negative triggers. I'll go on with this one. Filtering negative selection. Selective attention helps filter our negative triggers or stimuli that may amplify negative emotion. Okay, keep on saying the amplification of something. And by consciously avoiding minimizing exposure to such triggers, individuals, we can prevent escalations of negative emotions. And by doing like setting boundaries, removing oneself from triggering environments, redirecting attention with encountering such triggers, and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. And now we move on to what is a compartmentalization? What does that mean? I'll say it again because it's important. It's got a lot of words joined up here. Compartmentalization. I repeat it again. Compartmentalization. What does this mean in psychology? Selective attention. Compartmentalization within the context of selective attention refers to the ability of the individual to mentally separate and allocate attention to different cognitive tasks and stimuli. It involves creating distinct compartments or mental space for different informational tasks. So it's like putting things in boxes, right? And able to say, no, that's not the one I want. This one belongs to this box, and I rather prefer to deal with what is in this better box. I want to put attention in this particular box, in this compartment. And this allows us to focus on one task while temporarily setting aside others. I'll say it again. This is powerful. It involves creating distinct compartments or mental spaces for different informational tasks, allowing us to focus on one task while temporarily setting aside another. Set aside the ones we don't want. When individuals do this particular method or understand this compartmentalization, their attention, they can effectively switch between different tasks or stimuli without significant interference or distraction. And here's an example. Someone working on a complex project might temporarily set aside a personal concern or a distraction, fully concentrate on the task at hand. Now, the ability to compartmentalize attention helps the individual maintain focus, cognitive resources on specific tasks, or stimuli, even in the presence of competing information or distractions. The compartmentalization can also help individuals manage cognitive overload by prioritizing, allocating attention to most important, relevant information. By mentally separating different aspects of components of task situation, individuals can process and respond to each component more effectively without being overwhelmed by the whole. compartmentalization. This is an interesting word. Compartmentalization is an important aspect of selective attention and it allows individuals to allocate attention strategically, switch between tasks, stimuli, and manage cognitive overload effectively. It helps the individual maintain focus, prioritize information. This is a wonderful skill to have. It is what it's saying is, yeah, we have choice to pack things up, to put things in the boxes, and not to lose the boxes in its compartments. And not to keep, you know, depending on how busy our mind is and how unorganized our mind is, or all these particular imagined self-compartments and all compartments are, or no compartments. So, I like the thought that said that we can be so involved in something like, I don't know, in a relationship you might be involved in crazy making. Look, that's a wonderful, interesting word, crazy making. It's like, it's intensified and it's consistent. It's intensified reactions, thoughts, triggers, emotions that should never be there. But we might be so trauma bonded with that particular person that we can't get away from those intensive thoughts. And you take that to work. You take that everywhere with you. And you're not even there. There's so much energy wasted there and you're lacking sleep. And I'm thinking that I'm probably addressing a lot of people here and who are currently going through some interesting relationship issues and also psychological bonding. So it's now time to summarizing this in a nutshell, we have the choice of practicing, cultivating this practice, as long as we're aware of this practice and how much energy we can save, how much clarity and how much better decision making we can make in our daily lives. Just being aware of that we do have a choice of I have a real choice, okay, and not to be tricked or dubbed into thinking we don't. We have to make conscious decisions. We have this selective attention and ability to choose what we want to choose and not get stuck into our anxieties. And it is also another way of saying this is how resilience can be built, and then we can have a calm, easy life. And a couple of tools mentioned there, mindfulness and meditation and grounding meditation, can help us really harness this. So now we can come into our nice calm states. And I've got wonderful birds. I'm in the park here. We've got wonderful birds and cockatoos flying past me. And I'm in the park. It's all green. It's very calm and relaxed. Taking some time out to do a meditation on the subject with you. I hope you've enjoyed the talk. Selective attention on this podcast, on this episode. So let's go into a nice calm state. Once again, pausing between words, finding the pause for yourself. Just like I'm here, and they're listening to wonderful, beautiful creatures that fly past me, and the stillness of this pond that I'm looking, sitting on the bench at the moment. There's beautiful stillness here. It's my selective choice. My attention can be on this, and it is a practice, as mentioned earlier. Now take a moment to settle in with me and find your comfortable space. Comfortable position. Your body knows where that is. If you've been regularly meditating, it's an easy place to get in contact. Finding that private space, that time out, even for the next 10 to 15 minutes, just to be here. There's nowhere else to go, nowhere to be. Just be in the present moment with me. I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Breathing deeply as you exhale. Let go of any tensions or any distractions. And in this wonderful meditation, we explore selective attention, the ability to focus on what truly matters in this moment. Just letting go of the noise and the busyness of the outside world. And turn your attention inwards to the present moment. Select to be in the present moment. And notice how your breath flows effortlessly in and out as rhythmic dance of inhalation and exhalation. And allow your breath to anchor you to the present moment. And as you let go of any thoughts or worries that may arise, just realize that we have this selective choice. We can sometimes be with the disturbance, which is very healthy for the well-being. We're not fighting it, not intensifying it. Selective attention is like a spotlight, illuminating what is important and filtering out the rest. In this moment, allow your mind to become that spotlight, shining its gentle light on the inner world, as though as thoughts and sensations arise, acknowledge them without any judgment. Observe them like clouds. They're just thoughts, cloud like clouds passing through the sky. And gently guide your attention back to your breath. Breath is life. Back to the moment, the only moment that truly exists. Notice the sensations in the body, the feeling of being grounded. Feel the support of the earth beneath you, holding you steady, and now shifting your attention to the sensation of your feet on the ground, or your feet against wherever you're laying or sitting, and allowing yourself to fully connect with the present moment. Now select it. Selective attention allows us to choose where we place our focus, to choose what we give our energy to and time to. Just let go of any distractions and external demands, and just give yourself this permission to fully immerse yourself in this present moment. Notice the sounds around you. Gentle hum of life, the birds in the sky. Rather than getting caught up in each sound, choose a tune into one sound at a time, allowing it to become your point of focus. Selective attention is a practice of presence, of being fully engaged in what is happening right now. And as you breathe in the essence of this moment. And as you exhale out, release any distractions or worries that you might be carrying. And bring attention to your body. Scan it from head to toe. Notice any areas of tension. With each exhale, imagine releasing the tension. Yeah. Allowing your body just to relax and soften. Softening the shoulders, the legs, the lower back, the pelvis area. the neck. Selective attention helps us cultivate mindfulness, the ability to be aware and in presence and in each moment. And this meditation, we embrace the power of focus and let go of all the need to multitask or be constantly stimulated, letting go of all the stimulations. Notice the thoughts that arise in your mind, like passing clouds in the vast sky of your awareness. Once again, rather than getting caught up in each thought, choose to let them go. Allow them to dissolve into the background. Selective attention is an act of self-care, a way of to honor your own needs and well-being. In this moment, give yourself permission to fully rest, fully rest, fully rest. To let go of any worries or responsibilities. Just letting the day just float away in this space. Bring your attention to your heart center, feeling the gentle rise and fall of your breath. Imagine a warm light radiating from your heart, filling your entire being with love and compassion. And notice the emotions that arise within you without judgment or resistance, and simply observe. Acknowledge them with kindness and understanding, and gently guide your attention back to your breath. Selective attention allows us to be fully present, to savor the richness of each moment. Embrace the power of focus and let go of the need to be constantly stimulated. As you continue to breathe, imagine yourself surrounded by a bubble of calm. And within this bubble, you are protected from any distractions or disturbances. Allow yourself to be fully immersed in this bubble of tranquility. Let go of any worries, stresses outside of it. Notice the sensations of your breath, the coolness as you inhale, and the warmth as you exhale. And with each breath, you invite a sense of clarity and focus, allowing your attention to be fully present in this moment. Selective attention is a gift. We can give ourselves a way to reclaim our focus and mental clarity, and to be able to re-energize. Let's just honor your own needs and choose to prioritize what truly matters to you. And as you continue to breathe, imagine a gentle breeze caressing your face. With each inhale, it brings a sense of freshness and renewal. And with each exhale, it carries away any distractions, any worries, or any concerns. Notice the stillness within you, the calm center of your being. In this moment, allow yourself to be fully present for a moment. Letting go of any thoughts, concerns that may arise. And embrace the spaciousness of your mind. Selective attention is a practice of focus and attention. A way to direct your energy towards what truly matters in this life. Give yourself permission, just let go of any external distractions and turn your attentions inward. And as you breathe in, imagine inhaling clarity and focus, allowing your mind to become clear and sharp. As you exhale, release any mental clutter or any distraction. creating space for deep presence and awareness. Selective tension is like a muscle that can be strengthened through regular practice and mindfulness. We can cultivate a sense of curiosity as you explore the depths of your own attention and of your own mind. Notice the sensation of your breath, the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness in your nostrils again. With each breath, invite a sense of gentle focus. Let go of any thoughts, worries that might arise here. Select the attention allows us to be fully engaged, to fully experience the richness of each moment, to let go of the needs of multitask, and instead give yourself complete attention to the most important thing, the presence, the moment. And as you continue to breathe, imagine a beam of light entering the top of your head, illuminating your mind and bringing clarity and focus. Allow this light to flow right through your entire body, cleansing, energizing every cell and every thought. Notice the thoughts that arise in your mind, like passing waves in the vast ocean of your awareness. Instead of getting caught up in each wave and getting tumbled in the waves and each thought, choose to observe them from a distance. And just let them go to gently fade away. Selective attention is about consciously choosing where to direct your focus and energy. In this meditation, give yourself permission to let go of any distractions, worries that might pull you away. And as you come to the end of this meditation, take a moment to express gratitude for the power of selective attention. Be grateful that we have this gift. Know that we have the ability to cultivate focus and presence in every moment of our life and every day. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, gently open your eyes. Now carry this sense of focus, attention, presence with you. And as you continue your day, embracing the power of selective attention. I hope this meditation helps you in cultivating selective attention and finding moments of focus and presence in your day. This is Nick here. Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. If you found, and if you're new to this podcast and episodes, if you're feeling that you need to reach out, I'll be leaving a Facebook page you can join and get in touch with me through that way, or through my Kalindi. And if you feel like you want to make contact and have a chat, free call, I'm happy to help you. So having said all that, wishing you a wonderful, peaceful, blissful time on this earth, holistically healing. And just remember that we have the choice of selective attention in this life. It's your choice, it's our choice. Namaste, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.